Farm Leaders in Franklin. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's an opportunity for farmers from Memphis to Mountain City to gather together and discuss issues and fellowship, and it's just a great opportunity for agriculture to bond.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken and agricultural leaders from across the state are gathered for their 76th annual President's Conference in Franklin. It's where they're hearing from industry and political leaders to learn more about how they can protect and promote our most important industry.
It's a 76th President's Conference, but Tennessee Farm Bureau is 95 years old, founded by farmers for farmers, and I think Farm Bureau has been the voice throughout those years, and I think it's more important now than ever that we continue to be looked at as the voice of Tennessee agriculture.
Now, one of the keynote addresses at the Farm Bureau President's Conference came from U.S. Senator Bob Corker, who praised the farmers and their efforts to help not only educate the general public on the importance of agriculture, but to also thank them for advising him on those issues.
I understand the important role they play in our state, not just in representing agricultural interests, but in making sure that we deal with issues that affect every citizen in our state in an appropriate way. I truly value them, and I love their input. I love their membership. I'm traveling 32 counties during recess. I see members of the Farm Bureau throughout the state, and I'm glad to be able to talk with all of them in one setting in this manner, or many of them in one setting in this manner.
Senator Corker told the farmers that he's hopeful that regulations like Waters of the U.S. and other regulatory burdens on farms can be stopped. The farm leaders also paid tribute to longtime friend Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey, who is retiring back to his farm in Sullivan County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.